I mean, think out of all the billions and billions of galaxies out there, there is one galaxy made up of tons of stars. And one of those little tiny stars is our sun. And one of the little planets around that sun is our Earth. And you live on one continent of North America, in one country, America, in one state, Washington, in a little town called Spangle. On a little campus in that town called UCA. And you're in this little building called the church. Or the building where the church meets. And you're one person out of a whole bunch. You're pretty small. You're pretty insignificant. And God owns it all. And I look at that and I go, wow. I'm pretty small. Now let's think about time. If you look at time and you actually think about how long God has been around. And I like to think about this, you know. Say, for instance, this direction here is where God's beginning started. It says He had no beginning. And He comes all the way up to this one little point and He says, let's create this little world. And whoosh, on this big long timeline, there's this little scratch. And we'll just blow this up to make it kind of understand better. We know that the world has been somewhere around for around 6,000 years. And the plan of salvation has been put out there for you. And as we look at prophecy, we've even looked at, like, you know, the image of a head of gold and chest of silver and thighs of bronze and leg of iron. And then in the feet of iron and clay. And we are right at the end of that prophecy. And the Lord is going to come very, very, very soon. And then forevermore in this direction, as far as you can see and beyond, is going to be eternity. And in actual fact, the further away we get, the more it will just seem like a little scratch. We're living life on the scratch. This one little tiny blip on the map of eternity. And some people think this is all it is. This is as good as it gets. And we can get preoccupied with all kinds of little things. I walked into Walmart the other day, into my little Hermiston town Walmart, and they had just been renovating the whole Walmart. And I walk in, and they like rearrange everything, chopped all the shelves down so you could, if you're tall enough, you can see over top of all the shelves. And you go to the back of the store, and the television section used to be about 30 feet wide. And all of a sudden, they made the television section like almost the whole back wall. And it's awesome. You're like, wow, you know, and there's like 50 TVs. And they always leave them on one station. You ever notice that? You're like, okay, you know, toilet commercial. That's great, you know. 50 TVs at once, you know. This is what it would be like if you had 50 TVs in your house. And I'm sitting there, and I walk by, and they have the sports channel or some kind of sports news or something on, and they have Tiger Woods. And Tiger Woods is getting ready to hit this putt, which is going to, you know, they're showing highlights, and he's going to hit this putt, and he's going to win the game. And he lines up there, and he's looking at it, everyone's concentrating. And then all of a sudden, I look back, and there's people, I mean, droves of people hanging around looking at Tiger Woods hitting this putt. And they're all standing behind the rope, you know, and he's sitting there, and he taps the putt, and the putt goes, you know, the ball's, and it goes in the hole, and Tiger's like, yes. And I'm going, okay, you know, that's like the golfer, yes, like all golfers, yes. But then I look past Tiger, and I see those guys standing behind the rope. And you should have seen this guy, no joke. This guy is sitting there and he's watching the ball. He's like, yeah! You know, and he's jumping up and down. Woo! Like all his Christmases came together at one time. And why? Because a little white ball went in a hole. What is with this? Yes! I can't believe it! It's so exciting! A little white bull went in the hole! You want to see things go in a hole? My son flushes things down the toilet all the time! And he doesn't make millions? It's a little white ball going in a hole, and we get so excited and preoccupied with little, tiny things. I have a youth group at my house, and I have a rule that no cell phones, no eye touch, no whatever. You know what that's like? I walk in, I'm like, no cell phone. Oh, but I just can't. I'm like, ripping fingers off as I take it out of their hand. They're like, yeah, my life, it's over. My eye touch is over. My phone is gone. My lifeline. We could become obsessed with such small things. And God says, this is eternity that I live in this direction. I've been around so long, you don't even want to know. And when all this is over, when the plan of salvation, when God made this plan and says, I want you to be with me, you have no idea what it was like in the past. And I'm trying to show you what it will be like in the future. Ellen White writes the five books, the Conflict of the Age series, you know, like Patriarchs and Prophets, Prophets and Kings, Desire of Ages, Acts of the Apostles, Great Controversy. You know those books? Yeah? Okay. You ever notice in those books, the very first line in Patriarchs and Prophets, the first book, is God is love. And she tries to describe what it was like before anything went wrong, before Lucifer ever said, you know what, I'm pretty cool. I'm one big king of the world. People should look at me. Share what? Walk around that circle? Share stuff with people? No, I think everyone should give to me and I shouldn't give to anybody. And she just tries to describe what it was like before love, the economy of love, the law of love, which can be divided into love for God and love for others, and then you can divide them up into the Ten Commandments, you can make it into more things, whatever you want. But before that law of love was disrupted, what it was like. And then she kind of pulls all the Bible together all the way through those five books, and you get to the end of Great Controversy, and it describes Jesus coming again, and then it's all over, and he's come, and he, you know, cleans up, sin's gone, he makes everything new, and we're right here, and we live here forever. And you know what the last line in the last book of those five books is? God is love. The beginning, God is love, before sin ever happened. And when it's all gone, what's it going to be? God is love. And we live on that little, tiny scratch. I want you to pull back and look at the big picture. What's your focus on? Are you obsessed with small things? Are you obsessed with life on the scratch? Or do you want to be a part of God's big picture? I don't care what it is. It could be, you know, putting a little white ball in the hole. It could be your iPhone, your touch, or whatever it is. I had a cousin who went to it was a big concert that had lots of different bands, and he says Santana was playing. There were 70,000 people. And someone threw him up on top of the crowd, and he was crowd surfing on 70,000 people while Santana is playing. And he said, it was the best day of my life. I'm thinking, mercy. There's a lot more to life than crowd surfing at a Santana concert. In fact, do you know what? You go home and just... The people holding you up at the concert, they don't know you. They probably don't even care about you. You know what? Some of the smallest moments give us the greatest revelation of what eternity will be like. I heard a story by a guy named Mark Iaconelli. He took a group of kids down to Mexico to do a mission trip, and they were building, working on a school or something. And they had been working all week, and one of the girls in the group had, I think she'd shared her lunch with one of the little kids. And he had gone and, you know, around and kind of shared it with his sister, and he was so excited. And later on in the week, he had seen this little kid just kind of in the corner of his eye. He didn't really think about it. And this little kid comes out was holding something in his hand behind his back. And they had gotten, there was the end of the day, and they were getting onto the van to go back where they were sleeping. And this little kid was kind of hanging back. And he didn't get a chance that day. And finally, they came back the next day, and this little kid was still hanging around. And he said he kind of noticed, and they were finally, it was the last day that they were going to be working that, and they were going to head back up to the border into California, and they're getting ready to go, and they're just piled all into the van, and he's just about ready to get it, and he sees this little kid go around behind his parents, and he starts crying. And he says, you know what, that little kid is something, and he kept looking at this girl. And so he just twigs. He's like, God just kind of said, you got to do something here. And so he tells the girl, I forgot her name, like Sarah or something. He says, hey, Sarah, come. I think that little kid wants you. And she gets out of the van. She says, you want something? And he comes out, and he's wiping tears away. And he pulls out from behind his back a little flower that was kind of crumpled. That he'd been holding on for 2 days. And God says, that's the picture of what eternity with me is going to be like. It's going to be thousands and millions and billions and trillions of little moments like that where you have people who really genuinely care about you. Are you obsessed with life on the scratch? Or do you want so much more that God has for you? Let's pray. Dear God, please help us to see your big picture. The plan that is so carefully laid out through history and recorded in the Bible about how you want so much more for us. Sometimes we can get so honed in, so zoomed in on our own little individual lives, and you have so much a bigger plan for us. A richer life, that eternal life that is not just quantity but quality. God, help us to want that. Remind us of that every day. To not be obsessed with our small little lives, but on your big plan, your big life, your universe, your way of doing things. Your way of everyone who is cared for by everyone else and ultimately by you. Guide us today, I pray. Amen.